Well, you know, the naming it part, I think, is in order for us to actually to be able for us to be actually be able to do that, we have to stop. And one of the things that I've noticed about working with women over more than 20 years is the frenetic pace that so many of us allow ourselves to be drawn into, and for others of us, we actually seek to create. And when you and I are moving that fast all the time, it's very difficult for us to actually notice anything. And it's certainly very difficult for us to notice anything that is out of the range of what we consider to be normal. So being able to name it, whatever that it is for us, the oftentimes in this case it would be either the challenge or the inner cues that are, and I think that's very intuitive. I think women know well when they're engaging in something that's just not going to work or it's not working for them. And this frenetic pace is one of the ways that we silence that. But by slowing down, by actually giving ourselves permission to stop and, you know, to pause and take a breath and let ourselves actually notice the entire puzzle of our lives, we begin to have access to information that we don't have if we just stay with that habituated, frantic pace of living. So as we allow ourselves to pause, oftentimes what happens is the body floods with tears. And for women, there are so many, you know, stereotypical constructs, thought constructs around the notion of women in tears, that the minute the tears start to flow, we go back into lockdown and push them down. And my belief about it is that if we keep doing that, we're never going to be able to name it.